God. We wish you a Merry Grandma. We wish you a Merry Grandma. We wish you a Merry Grandma. And I hope you fell back. You might want to tighten that up.
It takes a really long time for it to start.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader, and welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been? Big Fatty! I'm
Fatty! Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on?
Oh, you
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Gosh. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the very merry Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 3rd of November, 2025. In the... I am full of bad decisions here. I'm Miss Dr. Tinsley LeVager, pardon. I'm one of your hosts. The one who will never go to Vegas for Halloween and then fly home the next morning, Mr. Larry H. Vader spell.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
That's how I spelled it yesterday as well. V-A-D-E-R. Larry H. upgraded to first class Vader. And joining me is, it's the rosy one himself. It's the one who, he's probably already got the chroma decorations up. It's Big Fatty.
I've got, the tree is up.
Well, I saw.
The tree's been up, though. cloaked in a ghost.
Breaking news. Open your chat. We're talking about the tree. Open the chat on the Zoom. I just sent you a photo. Y'all got home from the Lost Wages and pulled up to the Vader family compound. And the Uber driver said, what happened? And I said, I don't know. And y'all, I had put in a work order for the maintenance man to trim the bush. That was covering the building letters, and y'all, this bush will forever be known to our HOA board as the bush that got Larry fired, I did not react last night other than I came inside. When I got home, we landed a few minutes late because of the air traffic control, which is whatever. But I was in a good mood. I was wind up because, it is complimentary in the first class. And I was perfectly good. And I'm chatting with my Uber driver. Y'all, he's driven me home. And Uber, they can favorite you and you can favorite them so that you become a priority and all that. And he's driven me home from the airport several times. And y'all, he's a nice gentleman. And y'all, he drives the BMW, the big BMW SUV. So I always feel fancy at the area of Puerto when he knows.
Fancy Vader.
It's expensive as hell, but Big Fatty's in bed, so I don't have many other options.
Correct.
And, but y'all, I didn't react. And I said, all right, I'll go out in the morning and just make, but y'all, I went out this morning and took the picture I just sent Big Fatty. And y'all, first of all, I am in full agreement that the bush had not been, he kept calling it a tree. And I was like, it's not a tree. It was a bush.
It's
on the curb right now because I cut it down to the ground. Well, there's nothing left. Y'all, he just destroyed it. All I asked him to do, I said, look, these haven't been trimmed in over two years. So you need to whack the top off. Just cut it off straight across so that you can see the building number. And there were three or four buildings that have been the case. And I said, one, it's annoying because Amazon doesn't know where to deliver things.
Right.
But two, the other week I was walking out my front door going to the Starbucks on a Sunday morning or Saturday morning. And y'all, EMS came pulling up, and y'all, they couldn't tell which building was which. And that's what triggered all this. No, it's not. And so anyway, but y'all, he saw the jalopy and thought I was home. And apparently my neighbor told me had been ringing the doorbell left and right. And I was avoiding him because he thinks I don't like him. And that's true. And so so then I guess he got mad, according to Quan, my neighbor, and just destroyed the bush. So y'all, I put a photo in the group chat this morning, and y'all, I don't react. I'm always the one taking the high road in the group chat because I'm like, it is hard to manage people. We hired him. We're not managing him correctly. We can't blame him for being mismanaged. I will always take that road, even though I knew we were going to let him go because everyone had had enough. And y'all, but when I posted in the group chat this morning, it was a WTF happened in front of my house while I was gone. This has to end now. And y'all, it woke them all up because they were just like, oh, Mr. Vader, we didn't want to tell you because we knew you'd get mad and we thought you might be on vacation. And I said, not, you didn't want to tell me, but you didn't want to make him fix it. So y'all, the HOA president ran to Larry, the property manager. And so, of course, my phone rang immediately. And he's like, arr, arr, arr. And I was like, nope, 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 nope. We aren't going to start my day like that. Come fix it. Doesn't have to be today. I know you're busy because, y'all, he's in the State Guard. And they've been activated because of, you know, everything going on with the government and the SNAP benefits ending and all that. I understand all that. I said, it doesn't have to be today, but you need to come fix it. I said, I think the solution is to just cut it down. I think it's too far gone. It's about to be winter. It's not going to come back. Just cut it down. So, y'all, he kept yelling. And so I tip-a-tap one of the lesbians and I said, where's our chainsaw? And she said, it's in the shed. Here's the combination. And I said, if you hear anything that sounds like me screaming, call 911 because I've chopped my arm off. And so, y'all, I went out there. I went and got the chainsaw and cut the motherfucker down to the ground.
Oh, such and language.
I did. And I said, enough. Enough. He has to go. So, y'all, we gave him his 30 days notice. And so, anyway.
Well, now, will you be in charge of upkeep now?
No. Y'all, I've got a friend. We'll call him David. And, in fact, David, we were recording a little early because he's stopping by in a minute because, y'all, I think he would be a really good fit for the job. And he's young. He is in the trades, but he lives with his brother because it's too expensive. And, y'all, we give the person who works here a free place to live. We give them a free studio apartment. And so we don't pay a ton, but you don't have to pay electricity, water, or rent. So it's a pretty good deal.
Okay.
And so I said, come on by here. Let's see what you think. So he's popping by in a little while. I know Larry, little Larry from the gym, Natorium. Y'all, I think he's the gay.
Oh, good old Larry from the gym.
Well, I think he's the gay homosexual, but I'm not really sure because he's real friendly, but he's also, you know, young. So hard to say. It's whatever. But anyway, so that's the drama over here at the Vader Family Compound. Big Fatty, how was your week?
Well, it was, you know, it was a great week for Big Fatty. So much happening. You know, we had Gay Crema this week.
I know, I'm aware.
And and what else did we have? Oh, we had the time change. Oh, by the way, it's been cloudy all day today, yes. Which means that
I just went outside to haul the rest of those limbs off, and y'all, it's basically dark. It was basically dark at 4 o'clock.
Right.
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like it, but
I do.
Y'all, the one place that gets darker at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock than here is Lost Wages. Cause y'all, it's on the edge of the time zone, you know?
Right.
And so y'all, it was, it was, cause that's about the time I take my afternoon nip a coma, and I'd call it a nip a nap, but it wasn't a nap. It was a coma. I'd wake up about 5 o'clock getting ready for the happiest of hours. Y'all, it'd be dark. Big Fatty's busy printing out his will.
I'm printing out my blood work.
Oh. And the old people love to keep a folder right. of all their tests.
Well, no, I've just got to make sure that I've got got everything. Because, you know, it's what is it? It is
gravy.
No, it's coming up on the Medicare annual visit.
Oh. Well, y'all, while Big Fatty reviews his blood work, let's talk about my Las Vegas trip.
Yes, let's see.
Y'all, it wasn't good. First of all, I want to say a big thank you to the fat one for hoisting me to the area of Puerto on Monday.
Yes.
Yes. Y'all, it was a perfectly fine trip to Las Vegas. Now, we departed Charleston a bit late. Y'all, there was some weather here. And we departed a little bit late because the plane coming in was a little bit late. And I was a little nervous. And then we had to circle in Houston, and I was a little more nervous. And then it was going to be cutting it like uncomfortably close because, of course, we landed in A in Houston, which is where one of the places the little jets go. And, of course, I had to go to C or D, I think C, which is where the bigger jets are. And C, y'all, it was a terminal, and then they added a second concourse. And so it's big is the point. Of course, I was at the last gate and the furthest away from the train.
And so, you're fat.
I'm fat. And y'all, but I was dressed to move. And so y'all got on the train. I tooted off the plane.
Could you describe what dressed to move means?
I had on my stretchy pants. And y'all, I got on the train. And y'all, of course, there were people sitting around me who pushed their way off before me because they had a tight connection. Didn't care about anybody else.
Very, very busy.
And so, y'all, they were on my flight, and I beat them there by a solid 7 minutes, and I stopped a TT. But, y'all...
Now, weren't you wanting to get something to snick-a-snack on?
I was. And, I was, and okay. I'll tell you, y'all, I was on the train, and I was looking at the app, and I was like, you know, I'm going to get there right when boarding starts, which is fine because, you know, they have to pre-board and then first class and then me. And so I'll...
Well, you didn't fall into people needing extra time in boarding?
Y'all, you'd be surprised how many times someone's said that I would be eligible for that. And it's more than one. I'm on the train and I'm a little nervous about timing.
Cause, you know, the old people get nervous.
And I said, you know what? I will be okay. I just need to walk at a professional pace to get there. And because it was the connection, I had about 20 minutes between when I deplaned and when the next plane boarded. And the walk was 23 minutes, according to the app. And the United app's usually spot on with those times. Mm-hmm. Well, y'all, I'm calming myself down saying, Larry, it doesn't matter if you board first. You don't have, because I checked my bag. So, because I have my Halloween-y costume.
And I believe you mean your valise.
Oh, it was a sugar baker trunk is what it was. And y'all, I put it in the trunk. I had the truck bed of Earl Grey. But y'all, I'm looking at my phone and all of a sudden, y'all, delayed.
Oh.
And I was like, all right. And y'all, they're waiting on the crew. The plane was there, which I knew, but the crew was not. So that saved me. But y'all, this delay turned into an hour and 40-minute delay. Mm.
Now, so the question is, did you take advantage of that and go get something to eat?
Y'all, I went to the Potbelly because we do not have that here. And it was...
No, we don't. What is that?
It's like a sandwich.
They have those in the Chicago's, right?
And the DC's and different places, but they're in the area of Puerto. They're in Houston, and y'all, it's hot sandwiches. It's raining here. Kind of the submarine sandwiches, but they're the hot ones. Y'all, they're really good. Y'all, that goddamn.
We all know how you love a hot marin.
I do. The sandwich, a bag of chips, and a bottle of water. Guess how much it was.
Well, what was the sandwich?
It was turkey and avocado on whole wheat. Now, but
okay, you know, I will
not the extra large one, but the regular size one.
I would guess it was $23.
Spot on, within 5 cents.
Oh.
$23. And y'all, then I had to sit for the next hour and 20 minutes, and I found an area away from gates, because it's a beautiful terminal. Terminal C is the new part. And there's all these big seating areas, and, you know, it's late at night at this point, so there weren't a lot of flights. Mm. So, y'all, I called the Hat. Father Hat is still not well, but I was checking on him and everything, and talked to him for 30, 40 minutes, and then eventually made my way over to the gate and sat there for 10, 20 minutes. And, y'all, they boarded when they said they were going to board. And Miss Quinn, the flight attendant, y'all, I was like, I don't know why I'm getting – but, y'all, anyone – that was sitting in Economy Plus, that because first class was sold, they didn't get to upgrade anyone, which I'm not high on the list. But anyway, so they were being super. I said, I'd like a gin. He said, do you want to buy some food? And I said, I would not like to buy any food, but I would like to buy a gin. And he said, oh, well, now we're talking my language. And I said, all right. And so, y'all, complimentary cocktail. He gave me 4 of the mini bottles, and I said, I appreciate you think that I can drink these, but I'm going to give you 2 of these back, because the last thing you want is for me to drink all 4 of these on this area of Plano. So, y'all.
And he said, no, I really want you to drink all 4.
Right.
Of them.
He did. And he said, well, and so then he gave me the hummus box or whatever. And I was like, I don't really want this. But anyway, I shared that with my seatmate because she was lovely. She was really funny and she was young, but y'all, she was dressed not in her pajamas,
but close.
No. She was dressed appropriately. And she was on her way back from Cabo. She had some funny stories. She lives in Vegas. So we're chatting a little bit. I didn't want to, but we were. She was funny and she was cracking me up. So I gave her a gin. Y'all, we had a good time. But anyway, landed in Las Vegas. It was fine. Everything was fine. Y'all.
Now, what time was that you landed in Las Vegas?
10:30-ish. So 1:30 a.m. in the morning. It's about an hour and 20 minutes after we were supposed to. We made up a little bit of time.
Thank goodness the Fun Hog Ranch is open 24 hours a day. Yeah,
y'all, I was in bed in under an hour from landing. Oh. And slept and got up and started the week on Tuesday. Went to the Hog. Y'all, they have a new bartender and I don't like him.
Did you tell him that?
I did. And so... he's fake. He's just fake. And, but either way, went, you know, I did the Badlands the next night and then I did the Hog on Thursday and Friday. Y'all did the Hog for Halloween. It was a hoot nanny. Not too much. It may have gotten to be too much, but obviously I was flying on Saturday, so I didn't stay out. I got there about 7. So I was back at the motel about 10:30. And later than I probably should have been, but whatever.
But you were fat.
Yeah. Went to the casino just to see. Yeah, Las Vegas is fun on Halloween. It was a lot of fun, but it's like adult fun, not like college kid fun. So it was good. And y'all, Saturday got up and at 5 o'clock in the goddamn morning because all of a sudden I'm sleepy Vader. And all of a sudden, I hear,
let me guess,
for this.
Attention.
I hear,
oh,
y'all,
were you a name dropper?
No, I still don't know exactly what happened. So my building was going from east to west, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was on, if you're coming up the elevator, I'm on the left side of the building.
That would be the west side.
Probably, yeah, that's the west. Yes, definitely the west. And so on the west side of the building were three buildings that ran north to south. And there was a walkway between them. So their entrances were on my room side of the window that I look out. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, at the end of every hall, there's a window because, you know, so it's not dark. So there's one on each end of the hall. Well, somehow someone knocked the window out on the third floor at 5:20 a.m. in the morning. And it crashed onto the concrete down below. Y'all, that woke me up.
I bet.
The windows
aren't. Did the person that do it end up on the concrete down below too?
No, I still don't know. Someone kept apologizing, and it looked like it was someone that worked there. Because, y'all, I finally just opened the curtains and was about to open the window and Gladys Kravitz at them and just be like, what the fuck is going on? Because security was down there. And, y'all, it was this woman that works. I've never seen her, but she works for security. She was in that uniform. And she's just at the top of her goddamn lungs for 25 minutes. And I finally called the front desk and was like, it's Vader. I don't know what's happened, but the staff that's down there have woken everyone up on this side of the building. So, y'all, it must have done something because a golf cart came a few minutes later and they said, why don't we all go and talk somewhere else?
Do they have a muzzle?
Yeah. And so then I went back to sleep. But of course, at that point, you know, whatever. But y'all got up about 8 and got the text from United that air traffic coming in and out of Houston was a mess. And so to get there early, because they would like to leave a little bit, you know, whatever. So we actually landed just a few minutes late in Houston. Y'all, I had to make a dash for the connecting flight because it was in a weird, it's in like an auxiliary part of Terminal B. I hate this gate. You actually leave the terminal and go outside. It's very bizarre. It's for real small jets. It's really cool if you're a jet watcher because the jets pull right up to the, like right there in front of you. And the,
now,
it's open.
Were you in the first class going from Las Vegas to Houston?
I was.
Okay.
And I was in first from Houston to Charleston. I got upgraded on both. And, y'all, I was really excited because I knew I didn't have time for the dinner in Houston. And, I really didn't. I don't know that I realized. They boarded early because, again, this air traffic issue. But it turns out we left late because we didn't have enough gas to go around the storm. So we had to fuel up again. Okay. But, y'all, anyway, weird-ass flight, but hot men. I mean, blonde hair, blue eyes, early 30s, muscly white men everywhere surrounding me and Miss Horty, who was sitting right behind me. And, y'all, it was bizarre, but, y'all, we all laughed. It was a good time. And it's
were they the thunder from down under?
Y'all, they could have been. But we had a good time. Y'all, we landed just a couple minutes late, but I was in seat 2A, so I was the first one off the plane because there was no one in row one. And
right.
So I was the first one off the plane, TT'd, went to the baggage claim, and this is where I thought it would fall apart. But y'all, the horn went, and it came on, and my bag came off. And
get out of the way. Vader's bag is coming.
I said, oh, dear Lord. And so I grabbed the bag, walked out, got in the Uber. Y'all, I was home. We landed at 10:10. I was sitting on my couch at 10:38.
Ooh, that's pretty
so
good.
It was a good trip. So the reason the trip was poopy, though, I played the poop. Y'all, I lost every penny and then twice that much that I put in any machine. Y'all, I have $2 in my wallet. I lost everything. Now, I hit a Royal Flush. I hit a Royal Flush on Tuesday or Wednesday night. One of the nights, I hit a Royal, and that helped. But all I'm going to say about that is if I hadn't gotten that $600, mind you, I still came home with $2 in my pocket, if that tells you how it went. So, not good. But, you know, you win some, you lose some. It's called gambling. So, yeah.
Now, the big question that everybody wants to know is, what did you think of the wizard?
Y'all,
First of all, what section were you sitting in?
316, I believe. 312.
Okay.
312. Y'all, had I never been to the Spear, I think I would have liked it more.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen the Spear do its thing, and this was not... It was fine. It was fun. I don't like The Wizard of Oz. I remembered about 20 minutes in to this, and I thought to myself and said...
I said
to Lair, Kalair, who was sitting next to me, I said, I didn't like this movie as a kid, but I'm sure seeing it here is going to make it better. You know, I didn't like it. I thought it was really cool. I thought it was really well done. I got up and used the bathroom for 20 minutes about an hour into it. It was fine. It was Kalair, my friend Kalair. Yeah, he liked it, but he's easily entertained. But he said he wouldn't go back to see it again. So I think if you love The Wizard of Oz, if you are a wizard fan, go see it without a doubt.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But if you had to watch that movie so much as a kid because it was basically on every channel and then they made it color, so it was like a big deal that it was in color, and you have a lot of traumatic memories about all that because you thought it was weird, it's not going to be any better if you go see it at the Spear. Let me put it that way. And so...
Especially if your name is Vader.
Yeah, yeah. So did I dislike it? No, absolutely not. It was lost on me. Let's just put it that way.
Poor Vader.
I thought the effects were cool. You know, the apples, the monkeys, the leaves, all that stuff. It was cool. It was really cool to see. But not my favorite thing I've seen at the Spear. The crowd wasn't really into it either. Like, so I think it'd be different if the crowd were like raucous and, talking and cheering and stuff like that. But it was kind of a movie experience, which I expected it to be more interactive with people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I went into it with some expectations that were not met, that's my own fault. I did not ask Big Fatty about it at all. And I don't think you talked about it on your show other than y'all saw it twice. I know you said you liked it, but, and again, I didn't dislike it. It sounds like I'm complaining. I'm not, I didn't dislike it. But not my favorite. Let's put it that way. So, but it was cool. The
poor Vader.
Also, did you think, and maybe I'm just reading too much or maybe I was seeing things, but some parts that had been added with the AI or whatever, it was real obvious that they weren't real. Computer generated.
I made the statement recently that I want to see this after AI has worked on it in 5 years.
I would agree. I was under the impression that it was, you couldn't tell where they had added some of the big things in AI, but you really could.
There's some things you couldn't tell, but...
Right. Well, and some of the characters that they made with AI or, added to with AI, they look really good. I thought, for example, the poppies, which I'd heard was, amazing. I thought that looked like a goddamn cartoon. I thought it looked terrible.
I wouldn't say terrible, but I think it was.
It's kind of like when you see somebody and they've been photoshopped to death, and you're like, that is not what that person really looks like. I don't even know what they look like, but it's not that. Like, that's kind of how I felt about it. It was too much. Okay. So, But yeah, no, it was. I'm glad I saw it. And yeah, it wasn't that expensive. I think it was, what was it? What was it, like $45, $55 for the regular?
Is that all you paid?
I think so. Okay. It's forever. I bought them in like August, but it wasn't more than $70 for the regular ticket. So to see the Spear, if you've never been to the Spear, like, it's well worth it. I think that's less than the Spear Experience show. And it's certainly more entertaining than that thing.
And the closer you are to center, the more expensive the tickets are.
Okay. Because I was off to the right. So, yeah. And so that makes sense. And again, my friend Claire was entertained by it. But he had only seen The Wizard of Oz once in his life.
Oh.
And he's my age. So, you know, as a kid, it felt like that was on TV all the time. But his parents are Muslim. And so he had a very different cultural upbringing. So he, you know, that wasn't something that they were playing on their TV very much.
So he basically grew up watching The Sultan of Oz.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. Basically, it was Aladdin. They just watched Aladdin on repeat. Aladdin. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I ever said that to him, he'd probably punch me in the stomach. But yes. That was good. Anything else I did? I know we're going long.
How about food? Was there a fantastic food experience?
So I did overeat. I had a whole bunch of comps because of all that money I lost. And so I ended up eating at Tuscany quite a few times, more than I normally would. But y'all, I kept going to the Pub 365 and trying different things. But I'm part of the beer club there, and the beers had all changed since I was there a couple months ago. So I tried a bunch of those, which, yeah, they're high alcohol contents. I had to be careful. That's part of the reason I lost so much money, was the high alcohol content beer at lunch. On Wednesday, I went to the buffet at the Wynn. The Wednesday? Yeah, I went to the buffet at the Wynn by myself. And it was $80. But it was very, very, very good. And I was in the mood for seafood, but I did not add on the lobster tail, which was another like $70.
Right.
I just went with the crab legs, shrimp, mussels, scallops, stuff like that. And then all the other stuff on the buffet. Yeah, I've never... It's hard to explain.
Did they have to come up to you and say, sir, you've really taken advantage of the buffet?
Right. They did let me know when I got there, there'd be a time limit. And I was like, oh, okay. How long? And she
did
said
they
2 hours.
Really?
Yeah, she said 2 hours. And I said, I'm good. You won't have to worry about that. But I had a whole, well, not a whole pile, but I had a bunch of crab legs. But they were carving prime rib. And y'all, I'm going to tell you, the crab legs were delicious, but that prime rib, holy cow, it was good. So y'all, wow. I did that. And then I went to the Badlands to see my friend Claire. And I sat down at the bar and he was like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, I just gorged myself.
I just shut down the buffet
right
at the Wynn.
Because, y'all, the Badlands isn't that far from the Wynn. The Badlands is on Sahara, so it's just right down a little ways. And I still smelled like seafood, so I was the hit of the bar evening. But
so it was like being at a Lesbyterian bar?
Basically, the ladies were all over me. But yeah, so it was a good time. But I didn't stay out late. I didn't do anything too crazy. Thursday was not a good day. I had a work issue that I'm sure is going to be something I have to deal with. Y'all, and I know I have strong feelings about this, and I know that not everyone shares my feelings, and that's okay, but I was on vacation, and about 12:30 on Thursday, my phone started ringing and blooping and FaceTiming and everything else from work. And I said, I cannot, I was in the casino and I said, I cannot answer. I cannot take your call in the casino. That is not allowed. I certainly can't take your FaceTime in the casino. And it was urgent. So I walked outside. Y'all left $100 in the machine and my card, thank God, because they got me so worked up. And so went back in, got my card and my money, then called them. And y'all, they made me so mad. I hung up on them and blocked them all.
And mad as a snake.
And y'all, I'm sorry, I'm on vacation. So y'all, I edited my lost wages focus mode and said, block these people when I'm in lost wages. And done and done. So what's going to happen on Monday? Don't know. But y'all, I'm sorry, I'm on vacation. You know, and I emailed the head coal miner and I said, I'm not taking Thursday off. So, that's not how this works. So you took up an hour of my afternoon on Thursday? No. That had time cost and that had real cost to me. Mm-hmm. And so I'm angry and I knew he didn't know about it, but I was like, and y'all, I woke up on Friday and my phone had gone back into a different focus mode because I guess I had triggered it when I told it to go to sleep on Thursday night. I was probably drunk. And y'all, I had missed calls and texts from them. So,
uh-oh.
Sorry, hang on. Y'all, there's a Frank DeCaro update. Okay, never mind. It wasn't that exciting.
I didn't realize that you had notifications for Frank DeCaro on your phone.
Actually, it's from Extra Special Chris.
Well, Frank DeCaro.
Anyway. All right. So that was it. So that's all I got. And so y'all, we're out of time and my neighbor needs to see me. So we're just going to go ahead and do that. We're going to have to skip the dead or alive. We're way over time.
Well, there's been lots going on and the sun. Well, let me just check. Yeah, it's midnight.
Yep, it is.
What is it, 5:06 and sunset is 5:26, something like that. So,
ooh.
But, you know, Big Fatty loves the standard time. I don't know if I usually don't talk about it.
Nah, that's the first I've heard of it.
Uh-huh. And if there's someone who loves it more than me, it's someone who spends most of their life in bed. And it's not the nip.
Are we still talking about Frank DeCaro?
Well, it's someone around the circumference of Frank DeCaro.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
That is, unless Frank DeCaro has lost a lot of weight.
I was about to say, I think you're...
Okay, well, how about Blimpy?
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Mm-hmm.